Mastriani told the committee that the experiences in his legal career, first as a prosecutor and then building a successful private practice as a criminal defense attorney before being elected Hamden DA 4 years ago, had prepared him to become a federal judge.
Those experiences have taught me so much about the law, about the respect that should be had for each opposing side, although it's an adversarial system. Fairness and integrity in the system is the common goal.
Mastriani and two other nominees to federal posts were questioned for about 90 minutes Tuesday by members of the Judiciary Committee, which makes recommendations to the full Senate on whether or not to confirm the appointments. The questioning of Mastriani was polite and non-confrontational. Responding to a question from Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who chaired the hearing, Mastriani said the most difficult decisions he's faced as a DA involved bringing prosecutions where the victims of crimes are children or the very elderly.
Part of the circle of victimization, if you will, is when a victim comes into a courthouse that they're not familiar with and they've never been involved in the proceeding and they find themselves there on a regular basis and it's very intimidating for them. And so our office does provide support for them in the role of their own special advocates.
Questioned by Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, Mastriani defended a decision to prosecute a Springfield man for violating the state's gun storage law after the state Supreme Judicial Court upheld the law in 2013 over the protests of gun owners' rights advocates.
The Second Amendment is clear. Individuals do have rights to have firearms, and I respect that and recognize that as clearly the law of the land. States have the authority to impose other regulations that affect the safety of their citizens.
Mastriani said his wife and their three daughters, along with a sister-in-law and several nieces and nephews, were at the hearing. Also, at least five Massachusetts district attorneys were present in a show of support.
It's quite an honor that several of the other elected district attorneys from the state of Massachusetts are here to support me in this.
Massachusetts Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke in support of Mastriani. She told the committee he had been vetted by a screening committee of lawyers and retired judges, and she had recommended Mastriani to President Obama, who nominated him 5 months ago.
I look forward to his approval by this committee and his swift confirmation by the full Senate.
If confirmed, Mastriani would become the U.S. District Court judge in Springfield and succeed Judge Michael Ponzer, who took part-time status in 2010.
The vacancy has strained the federal judicial system in western Massachusetts, causing cases to be postponed, forcing judges from Boston to travel to Springfield to hold hearings, and impeding the ability of citizens to get their day in court.
An earlier nominee to the federal bench in Springfield, Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Kinder, withdrew after almost 2 years passed without the Senate Judiciary Committee scheduling a confirmation hearing. If Mastriani becomes a judge, Governor Deval Patrick would appoint someone to fill out the remainder of Mastriani's term as Hamden DA, which runs through the end of this year. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.